Yesterday, Wisconsin Assembly Democrats held a press conference calling for a measure that they say will increase transparency and accountability.
Joining us now to talk about their wide-ranging proposals is Representative Fred Kessler, who represents the 12th Assembly District in Milwaukee. His committee assignments include the Assembly Committees on Campaigns and Elections and on Constitution and Ethics. Representative Kessler, thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Well, at this press conference yesterday, you and your Democratic colleagues in the Assembly called for a lot of measures, including making open records access part of the state constitution. Big picture, why are you proposing this package now?
Well, one of the things that's happening is we're seeing a real attack on what we think are Wisconsin's traditions of basically open government, and it's being manifested by a number of bills that are being offered by the Republicans we feel are really going to work to the detriment of the whole community. One of them is, of course, the abolishment of the GAB and the substitution of a agency that would be filled with partisan appointees. And the Government Accountability Board right now operates, we think, very well. It's administered by basically six retired judges who are selected by Court of Appeals judges and who have basically established a pretty nonpartisan, fair administration of election law. And they've got a good staff, and we don't think this is something that should be changed at this point.
Well, let's get into the open records part of this, Representative Kessler. A constitutional amendment it would take, or you're saying, is needed to protect open records. Why go to that length to protect open records access?
Because we are seeing offers by some of the Republicans, particularly by Speaker Voss, that is trying to statutorily change the open records law. And we think that that's dangerous, and we'd rather have it protected constitutionally.
Why is that such a core issue for you in Wisconsin government, that it needs that level of protection?
Well, one of the things that you are seeing is sort of last-minute efforts in, for instance, the budget amendments that were offered at the last evening of the session of the Joint Finance Committee, where suddenly there appeared a whole series of proposals that spent money, that represented special interest groups, and that scared a lot of us. We said, wait a second, people ought to know about those in advance. They ought to know how to be able to challenge them. And so therefore, those shouldn't be hidden away. And we're seeing that drafting requests, things such as that, which attribute many of those proposals to special interest groups, the people ought to know that. Then those are not being offered by individual legislators on the behest of a constituent. They're being offered because they're acting on behalf of a special interest group.
Before a constitutional amendment like this could go to voters, it would have to pass in two sessions of the legislature. You, the Democrats in the body, are the minority party. Do you think that there would be a cross-party support for a constitutional amendment like this?
I think if we make enough noise and if the public understands that all these issues together are a challenge to the fairness and democracy that the citizens of Wisconsin have enjoyed for decades, that they are going to rise up and say, wait a second, you shouldn't do this. And that's why we talk about things like the GAB in addition to that, and the abolition of the John Doe investigation. All those things appear to us to be very, very important and all interconnected. The attacks that are going on the John Doe basically will place limits on the ability of people to investigate and prosecutors to investigate political misconduct. It becomes sort of a protection for incumbent public officials, so that they're going to be immune from prosecution and investigation. And I know that sounds a little bit far-fetched, saying you're always going to be able to have things like grand jury investigations instead of John Doe. But the John Doe is a very simplified process that's been around in Wisconsin since the territorial days, in which a judge and a prosecutor can basically put together a investigation when there's allegations of political corruption. And the efforts in the John Doe bill would remove the ability to investigate political misconduct. It only applies then to sort of street gangs and things like that.
Talking to Representative Fred Kessler, a Wisconsin Democrat from Milwaukee, he and colleagues are calling for changes to many of Wisconsin's laws, even its constitution, on things like open records, investigations of political wrongdoing, and beyond. Representative Kessler, one objection to the way John Doe investigations have been handled is the secrecy. So does what you're saying here run counter to your support for open records, for openness in government? Do we need more transparency in the way these John Doe investigations are done?
Well, one of the things that happens is secrecy is very important in any type of criminal investigation. Because what happens is that when you're investigating, you subpoena a witness, you've called that witness before to testify at the hearing, and that witness will give testimony, and they may end up being given immunity or be given a plea bargain of some sort if they agree to testify. If they, however, can communicate what they said to somebody else who's going to be the next witness, you're going to start seeing the stories change, and you're going to start seeing the elimination of the inconsistencies which actually were truthful. And so, therefore, in any type of criminal investigation, you need some degree of secrecy until the charging decisions are made. I don't think it's inconsistent at all.
On a related topic, another change you're calling for, you want elected officials to be tried in the county where they're alleged to have committed a crime and not to have the option of being tried in their home county. So if we're talking about something in the legislature, that means a legislator often would be tried in Dane County. So that puts a lot of power in the hand of the DA in Dane County, and it's viewed by the state as a whole as a fairly liberal area of the state with liberal elected officials. So is that a bias against Republicans if it works out that way?
No, I don't think so. I think what happens is that every other criminal investigation, every other criminal charge must occur in the county where the crime occurred. So if you take your bribe in Columbia County, it's going to be prosecuted in Columbia County. If you take a bribe in Waukesha County, it's going to be prosecuted in Waukesha County. It's where the crime occurred. But what's happened is we changed the law so that an elected official could now be tried in his home county. And so there may be a situation where this is the electorate that put that person in. This is his friends and neighbors. And I'm not sure that that's necessarily a good idea, especially if it's a crime involving some type of misconduct and scandal that has a statewide impact.
We're going to call on one of these issues. Chris is with us in Waupun. Chris, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that it is not just about politics. I mean, the most recent example in the media is politics. But here in Waupun, there's a three-state correctional institutions, and the inmates are constantly filing John Doe investigations against us correctional officers, and it is eating up taxpayer time, and it's totally disrupting the workplace and the families of the officers who are, you know, then the officers have been, you know, suspended pending investigations, and that disrupts the entire community. It's an archaic law. It needs to be absolutely replaced.
Chris, thanks for that call. And Representative Kessler, you heard similar things from people who were targeted in the political John Doe investigations they said amounted to harassment.
Let me tell you what the changes would be. Instead of the filing for a John Doe, they're going to ask for a grand jury. And a grand jury is going to be much more disruptive, because a grand jury means that we have to have 17 jurors coming in to hear the testimony. You don't have a judge who can dismiss the case right away. You have to have the district attorney. He comes in to the grand jury, and he presents the evidence to the grand jurors. And so assume that you have somebody saying, wait a second, I want a lawyer. That means you're going to have to bring the grand jury in back a second time. If you abolish John Doe, what you're going to end up doing is ending up bankrupting counties, because they're going to have to use grand juries, which are much more tedious, which require much a greater cost, and which require much more disruption to citizens, because the citizens, the grand jurors, are citizens, and the grand jury law requires 17 grand jurors.
Representative Kessler, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, and I hope Chris understands that it's much easier to deal with this problem with John Doe and just having a DA and one judge, because that case can be resolved much quicker than if it is resolved by through a grand jury process.
That was Representative Fred Kessler, who represents the 12th Assembly District in Milwaukee.
Coming up, we'll find out about a Wisconsin state senator's legislation to ban the criminal conviction box on job applications.